Joe, so another mini camp for you under your belt with 3-4 different head coaches. So give us an idea of how this one went compared to the other ones you were involved with.
It went good, man. I like the whole defensive-minded head coach thing with Coach Patton, man. He makes sure defense got to pick up incomplete passes and scoop those. So it's a lot. He's the defensive coach, and I like it.
What are you hoping from your head coach? You've dealt with so many before, so is there one or two things you're hoping to see out of your new head coach?
I mean, right now I like the way he's letting the coordinators run it a lot now with Jim O'Brien. He's letting him he's coming in, he adds his 2 cents here and there, but a lot of things he's letting the position coaches handle what they got to do and just basically letting the coaches run it right now.
I'm sorry. Is this hard every year having to learn something new, starting over?
I love ball. You know, I just want to feel like whatever their system works. And it's worth a try. Everybody got to get to learn it, and we just adapt to it.
How about playing with some of your new teammates? Granted, it's only mini camp, but starting to get together with some of the guys that were brought in the offseason. How'd that go?
They went good. You can really tell. I mean, I find this is my first time playing with Dante, obviously, and I really like the way he's a smart guy. He's a really smart safety. I like the way he brings definitely a different mentality. He brings a mentality like TJ did. You know, is just a tough guy, and he's really smart. He knows concepts, and he's coaching up the other safeties, and he's coaching up the corners too. Like it's what he sees, and just the way that he's played it before.
How does it compare to having TJ over there?
I mean, we're still in the beginning stages, but I mean, just as far as his overall coaching people up thing, he does a really good job with that.
Joe, were there any updates in contract negotiations with you and the team?
Oh, no, nothing really.
How's that going, Joe? I know that there's basically kind of, aren't there ongoing negotiations?
Yeah, it's ongoing. That's all we got. This is still ongoing.
Joe, would you it'll get done before training camp, though, Joe?
I don't know. I mean, I hope so, but it's ongoing, so I don't really know.
So would you like to stay here, or do you want to play out the year, see how this change, affects the team, and then deal with it at maybe after the season?
Oh, no. I mean, I want to get it done. I would like to get it done as soon as possible, but we're working on it.
And, you know, after watching, what Alex Mack went through, and that kind of was a long, drawn-out thing, would you like to kind of avoid that if possible and get this thing taken care of?
Yeah, I like to get it taken care of as soon as possible. I'm just trying to play ball, We won't get that. Just get that done with.
And do you think that if that does happen, maybe even before camp or during training camp, you could just focus on football and get...
I mean, as soon as it gets done, I mean, hopefully, I wish it could get done tomorrow, but you never know.
Is the business side sometimes a distraction for you?
No, not really. I mean, it's not a distraction at all. I'm out here trying to ball. That's the business thing. It is a business, and everybody has to understand that too. The team wants to do what they got to do. Players want to do what they got to do. So I'm just trying to ball right now, and my agent, I got a really good agent, so hopefully he's handling that part.
And are you excited about the fact, though, that they, have shown that willingness to, I remember at the end of last season you said to us, that you had a good sense that they wanted to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Is that a good feeling, knowing that they wanted?
Definitely. I mean, I have a really good relationship with Mr. Haslam, with Ray Farmer, Sashi Brown, the front office. They're just knowing that they like me, they want me to be here. I mean, that's a big part.
And is it good to go into this type of situation, coming off a Pro Bowl and coming off a good season?
Yeah, definitely.
Joe, this is a sidebar. This cheerleader stuff. How would you feel if the team added cheerleaders?
I think that'd be sweet. I think that'd be pretty sweet. But yeah, if we don't have cheerleaders, I'm used to it. And if we do, that'd be kind of cool.
Obviously, you don't sit up. You're not out there playing football, noticing it per se. It's just the overall atmosphere.
And... Yeah, I think it would be cool just because just football teams have cheerleaders. That's kind of how it is. That's what I. But if you don't have them, I'm not. It's not like we're watching them. It's more for everybody else.
Joe, how much will you pay attention to next Thursday, a week from today, and what this team does with their 10 draft picks?
Oh man, I'm definitely gonna be paying attention. I'm hyped about it. Whoever we get, hope they're ready to ball. I'm definitely gonna be locked in because it's important to know who's gonna be on our team and who we're gonna have. So I'm definitely gonna be locked in.
Do you have any advice for them as to maybe what you'd like to see added to this team?
No, man, I have no advice for those dudes. They run it. I'm just I'm as long as I'm just I'm going to hold down my corner spot, so that's all I got.
We asked, we were asking Quentin yesterday about, you know, are you guys ready if Johnny Manziel, you know, blows through these doors and comes to town? Could you guys, how would you feel about that?
If Johnny Manziel came through, as long as if he beats out the other quarterbacks that are here, you know, it's all good. I mean, I like Johnny Manziel. I like him a whole lot, and I'm just I know he's a competitor. I know Hoyer's a competitor. I know whoever's going to be here is going to be competing. And my whole thing is about the best people playing. And if Johnny Manziel's the best dude at the end, then that's who it will be.
How about Sammy Watkins? What are your thoughts on Sammy?
Yeah, Sammy's a beast. I really like him too. I mean, it's so much talent in the draft. You know, I mean, I really don't think we can miss. So whoever we get, I mean, I'll just be ready for them, embrace them, and ready for them to come out here and grind and get some wins for us.
Is it realistic, Joe, with all the changes that were made in the front office, the coaches, new players in free agency, and maybe 10 draft picks coming in, for this team to make a big jump in the win-loss record this year?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always a chance for everybody to make a big jump. It's not even with teams that don't win the previous season. It doesn't matter what happened the season before. You're gonna have a whole new team. This team is gonna be completely different than it was last year. So with those comparisons, and the coaching staff is completely different coaching staff. So I know, like, it's been changes in the past, and it's still lost. But now it can be changes, and the whole team could change the atmosphere, change the culture. Like I've been trying to say, and we can start winning.
Joe, sometimes when a player hits the regular season, they want the contract thing not to be a distraction anymore, and they want to set it aside. What are your thoughts on that? Do you have that kind of a time frame where you want it to be done by the start of the season?
I don't have a time frame. I'm just, whenever it gets done, it's going to get done. You know, we're working on it. So, I mean, it's definitely something I was thinking about it, but at the end of the day, I have my agent. He's working on it. I'm part of office. They're working on it. So, I mean, it's not like it's something that's affecting me. I'm out here just to play ball. That's what I'm going to end up doing.
So you're determined that you're not going to be troubled by it, and it's not going to negatively impact your
not at all.
Thoughts, your performance?
No.
That does happen to people.
Yeah, no, I'm good. They took care of me when I got drafted, so it's not like I'm not getting paid.
Why is it important for you to stay here?
It's important. I mean, I like it here. I want to start winning here. I embrace the city. I like the city. The fans, they like me here. And I just think if you start somewhere, I like to start. If I start here, I want to finish here. You know, I like to try to build something. And, you know, if in Cleveland, if we can start winning here, then statues and everything. I'm like, why go somewhere else?
Why do you think this year will be different than any of your other years? What do you sense nice out here question. That makes it different?
It's just the coaching staff. The scheme, the players that we have, and then with all these the draft picks that we have, and just the Pro Bowlers, like we have good players, and we have good coaching staff, we have good scheme, and it's no reason why we can't change it around.
Do you like Patton?
Yeah, I really like Patton a lot.